Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. Yes, the war continues, despite the fact that there is a ceasefire. A ceasefire now going to be extended another 2 days, at least, while more hostages are released. They're confirming that there have been 11 Israeli hostages transferred to Red Cross custody. That's according to the Israel Defense Forces. What will happen after this temporary ceasefire, which is still supposed to end sometimes this week, ends? There is a strong debate about what should happen and passionate concerns that this not be the end of the war. Because during this period of temporary ceasefire, it only gives Hamas a chance to rearm and reorganize and plot their next savage attack. Speaking of savage attacks, there was a completely pointless, indefensible attack on three college students. By the way, all three going to very prestigious, expensive, top universities. A Brown University and Haverford College outside Philadelphia and Connecticut's Trinity College in Hartford, all great schools. And the three young men who were shot by a stranger while they were walking to a Thanksgiving gathering were Palestinian-American. Two of them were wearing keffiyehs, traditional Palestinian scarves or head coverings, depending on how you wear it. In any event, people are now arrested. The police have arrested Jason J. Eaton, who's 48 years old. He lives near the scene of Saturday's shooting in Burlington, Vermont. He has pleaded not guilty to three counts of attempted murder in the second degree. The victims were all identified by relatives as students at these universities. They were visiting a family member together in Burlington, Vermont for Thanksgiving. The idea that this would, the war would be brought home, again, we don't know anything about Jason J. Eaton, the 48-year-old guy who was arrested and pleaded not guilty, but we will. Speaking of that, there's catch-up also on other news from last week. Remember the crash on the bridge, the Rainbow Bridge over Niagara Falls, connecting the U.S. and Canada? That happened on Wednesday, just before the Thanksgiving holiday, killing the driver and his passenger in a fear-inducing incident that shut down several border crossings on one of the busiest travel days of the year. Apparently, all of the various law enforcement agencies and security agencies and spokespeople, there's no evidence of terrorism here at all. The couple who died, and they were a long married couple, they were wealthy people. I mean, they owned a chain of family originally founded hardware stores and paint stores. They lived nearby in an exclusive suburb of Buffalo. I didn't even know there were exclusive suburbs of Buffalo, but of course there would be. And they were driving a Bentley sedan. I don't know what year it was. They say now in the news the Bentley sedan was going up to 100 miles per hour when it rammed into a medium near the checkpoint area of the American side of the Rainbow Bridge at around 11:15 a.m., flying several feet into the air and bursting into a fireball before landing in dozens of pieces, according to federal law enforcement sources. The blast raised concerns of a possible terrorist attack on both sides of the border, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul said later Wednesday that had been ruled out by negotiators, by investigators. They're not negotiating. And by the way, the one thing that we have now found out about Jason J. Eaton, who was the individual who was arrested for the shooting of the three Palestinian college students, they are all expected to recover, thank God, though some of the wounds are fairly serious, and they're all in the hospital. But Jason J. Eaton, his mother said, unfortunately, he is very religious and spiritual, often reading the Bible. He's also described as a radical citizen, whatever that means. In this case, it means something terrible if anyone wants to try to justify coming up to three young strangers, by the way, two of whom are citizens of the United States, the third of whom is a legal resident of the United States. They're not illegal immigrants. There's no evidence that they were terrorists or in any way involved with anything. Speaking of lack of evidence, George Santos is now comparing himself to biblical figures as he tries to make a last stand against expulsion. Speaking on an X space on Friday, Santos said he had become the Mary Magdalene of Congress. I know that there are some people who understand that Mary Magdalene didn't always have the most respectable line of work, but Santos unleashed a long tirade against his colleagues as they're expecting to vote to oust him. His mention of Mary Magdalene likely refers to a woman in the Bible which says she closely followed Jesus Christ and witnessed many of his deeds after he exorcised seven demons from her. So, is anybody willing to exorcise the seven demons from a young Mr. Santos? I mean, really? Not at all clear. Meanwhile, there was a speech that didn't get as much attention as it deserved. A speech by Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, making it very clear that no, these temporary ceasefires don't mean that the war is over or that Israel's mission to dismantle Hamas for the sake of future security is over. The government of Israel, the IDF, and the security services will continue the war in order to return home all the hostages, complete the elimination of Hamas, and ensure that there will be no new threat to the state of Israel from Gaza, the statement read. In his remarks at the start of an all-night cabinet meeting last week, Prime Minister Netanyahu called the government, the agreement, a difficult decision, the agreement to get the hostages out in return for releasing convicted Palestinian criminals who were being held in Israeli custody. He says it's a difficult decision, but the right one. All the security forces fully support it. They made it clear in their full professional assessment that the security of our forces will be guaranteed during the days of the ceasefire, and that the intelligence effort will be maintained during those days, the premier said. Netanyahu also emphasized that Israel would continue its mission to topple Hamas in Gaza as soon as the ceasefire expires. We are at war, and we will continue the war. We will continue until we achieve all our goals, said the prime minister of Israel. So what does that mean? And what about this new pressure of turning over Gaza to control of the Palestinian Authority? There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that explains why that would be a disastrous idea. We'll deal with that and the takeover of a Christmas tree lighting ceremony by pro-Palestinian, thugs, pro-Palestinian demonstrators who wouldn't allow the lighting of a Christmas tree. Where? We'll tell you. It's surprising a little bit. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, concerning that troubling incident over the Thanksgiving weekend, it's a, not only a troubling incident, it's a brutal incident and a criminal incident, an unjustifiable incident, where there were three Palestinian-American students, again, two of them U.S. citizens, one of them a legal resident of the United States, who are going to a family Thanksgiving gathering and with extended family, and all three students in good standing at very prestigious universities. And they were shot. And they were shot by an individual, 48 years old, and we'll give you more about Jason Eaton when we find out about it. He's pleaded not guilty to shooting those three college students. The mayor of Burlington, whose name is Myro Weinberger, by the way, you know the most famous mayor of Burlington, former mayor of Burlington, is Bernie Sanders. Yeah. It is by far the largest city in Vermont, and the students were there visiting friends at apparently at the University of Vermont, and plus they have a family connection. But the statement by the mayor of Burlington, Miro Weinberger, sounded like this. Listen.
Not only has the U.S. Attorney been extremely supportive throughout this event, the federal government has provided enormous technical resources and law enforcement capacity throughout. And I have received direct support from the White House and the Department of Homeland Security as well as we navigated this unprecedented event. In fact, one of the reasons that this event got, this press conference got started a little bit late is that I just had an extended phone call with President Biden. It was my honor to thank the President for his leadership and caring for our community and for the victims of this terrible crime. And it was also my honor to make clear to him the critical role that federal partners have played in securing this quick arrest.
And again, that seems to be proceeding apace. Meanwhile, there was another incident here, right here at home. It's actually in Seattle, and it's just an unbelievable thing. People know Westlake Plaza. It's the that open area where they have various celebrations there, and most notably Christmas celebrations. They have a large tree in front of Westlake Plaza. And they have a huge light that you can see from Westlake Plaza, which is in the form of a star, which is placed on the old Macy's building, which used to be the Bon Marché building in Seattle. It's all a historic corner of downtown Seattle and particularly festive for holiday season. And they were getting ready to light a gigantic Christmas tree. They had a number of groups who were going to be singing holiday songs. And again, nothing political until a group of pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel thugs decided to disrupt the tree lighting ceremony at Westlake Center. Unbelievable. This is a report from Cairo TV 7. From Friday. Listen.
A crowd of protesters have just taken over the tree lighting ceremony at Westlake Center. Thanks for joining us this evening. I'm Dee Dee Sun. Let's get right out to Cairo 7's Louis Tran. And Louis, the crowd appears to be pro-Palestinian protesters. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, Dee Dee, that's correct. Now, you do see pro-Palestine supporters right behind me here in downtown Seattle. Now, we were originally here to cover the downtown Christmas lighting, but they came here about 20 minutes ago. For context, this is at the intersection of Pine Street and 4th Avenue as well, right in front of the Westlake Center. Now, the iconic Christmas tree is to the right, and the pro-Palestine supporters have taken over the street, and also the downtown Seattle Association stage to the left as well. Right now, they are chanting messages. They are holding their signs. For context, they marched down Pine Street from 5th Avenue all the way to the intersection of Pine Street and 4th Avenue. Now, when this happened, I was actually interviewing the organizer of the Downtown Seattle Association about the Christmas tree lighting, and they came about 20 minutes ago, and they rushed away to address this right now. So I did talk to people, and they tell me that these people do have the right to protest, while some people tell me that this is, does put a damper on the holiday event right here. So we'll be here all evening keeping a close eye on this developing story.
Okay, the developing story, the climax was they actually lit the tree, but the songs and the performances and everything else that had been planned to go on that stage, they didn't decide to retake the stage by force. This is appalling. By the way, it's not just Seattle. In New York City, one of my favorite corners of New York City, and it's always been this way. I mean, since I made my first visits to New York as an early teenager, is the Central Library, the library with the big lions in front of it. It is now actually named after a college classmate of mine. It is the Stephen Schwartzman Public Library. And it's right on 42nd Street and 5th Avenue in Manhattan. And beautiful building, completely defaced and trashed. Why they would attack a public library? Is it that basically from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will be free? And more slogans about Israel being an evil cancer and has to be destroyed. Okay, this is not an Israeli facility. This is a public library. And apparently they are saying that covering over the blood or fake blood that was thrown on the public library and trying to repair the damage by the protesters is going to cost at least $75,000. And that's, of course, public money. I mean, honest to goodness, are we here in the United States? Who would have thought? Over 60 arrested across New York City at protests over the conflict a week after deadly terrorist attacks. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland spoke on the release of an American hostage. The American hostage was 4 years old. She had just had her birthday this Friday, and she looks like a beautiful little girl. Her name is Avigail Idan, again, thank God she is back with her family, but she still lived through having her mother and her father was holding her, gunned down in front of her, killed. We will be right back. Putting it all in context and what happens after the war? Debate on that coming up on the Medved Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It's Cyber Monday. Time to look for those online sales, and Amazon definitely has some hidden ones, like a 32-inch high-def TV for $80. But beware of scams and do your research. A young Israeli-American child among the hostages being reunited with family members after being released on the third day of a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The body of an 11-year-old girl missing after a landslide in Alaska has been found, increasing the death toll there to 4. The body of Kara Heller was found on Saturday after a scent detection canine indicated an area of debris that was then searched. Senator Michael Bennet believes there's broad support in the Senate for an aid package that includes Ukraine, but does say that support likely isn't there in the House. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke about the release of the first American hostage to be released. That's the little girl who had just celebrated her 4th birthday on Friday. Her name is Avigail Idan, and she came home to her uncle and her aunt. Her parents were killed in front of her. And Attorney General Garland spoke about the release of that hostage. Listen, clip 4.
Well, these kinds of meetings between the Justice Department and our law enforcement partners are always important. The current global threat environment makes this one particularly urgent. Over the past several days, over 40 hostages who were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th have been released. Among them is Avigail Idan, a 4-year-old American. We welcome Avigail's return and hope to see the return of more hostages in the days to come. The Justice Department's Victim Services Offices, including our Office for Victims of Crime and the FBI's Victim Services Division, stand ready to provide assistance to released Americans and to their families. We also remain committed to working with our partners across the U.S. government to secure the return of all missing Americans, including those still held hostage.
And we don't know exactly how many of the hostages still missing are American. One of the few male hostages who have been released, there were actually 11 Thai nationals who were working as farm workers in southern Israel, and they were taken as hostages. And the government of Thailand helped to get them priority for their release. And there was one hostage male, for only Israeli male apparently released so far. He was a young man who had joint Russian and Israeli citizenship. And the Hamas announced that they were releasing him as a gesture to honor President Putin of Russia. Naturally. The 58 hostages apparently have been either released or are about to be released so far. And according to the agreement that both Hamas and the Israeli Defense Forces are prepared to honor, the ceasefire will continue one day for every 10 additional hostages to be released. And they have now agreed to continue for 2 days more, with another 20 hostages to be released. I believe that would make a total of over 70. And again, we don't know exactly who is holding the other hostages or how many there are or where they are, obviously. This is John Kirby, the White House security spokesman from the National Security Council. Rear Admiral Kirby had this to say about Hamas and its commitment.
We think the number is, it's less than 10, probably in the neighborhood of, about 8 to 9. But we don't necessarily have firm, solid information on each and every one of them.
And why haven't the two American women who are with Abigail, what happened with them? Why haven't they been released?
Well, we certainly hope that we'll see them in hopefully today. And if not today, certainly over the next couple of days. We want to see them back with their families where they belong as well. The lists are developed by Hamas, and then, of course, the Israelis develop their list of Palestinian prisoners that they're going to release. And we're not involved in the specific drafting of the lists and the determination on Hamas's side of who's going to come out on any given day. Obviously, we want to see those two American women released as soon as possible.
And the truce being extended 2 days, what happens now? Do you want to get, 3 days next or a permanent truce? What's the thing?
It's like I said in my opening statement, Steve. We're grateful that we've got an extra 2 days to work with here. That'll result in the release of 20 more individuals,
yes,
women and children. And as I said right at the top, we'd certainly like to see even that extension extended further until all the hostages are released. That's really the goal here, get all the hostages home with their families where they belong.
Okay, and again, is it, given the brutality of what occurred and the brutal nature of taking people in their 70s and their 80s and people who are below the age of 10, there's another 9-year-old little girl who was released. I mean, the entire thing is so brutal and awful, and the idea that one of the hostages who has been released has narrated that the worst part was being in these dark tunnels. They were fed only bread and rice. I mean, not that this is the worst thing comparable to wounds or death, but a number of the hostages, older people, lost as much as 15 pounds during the days that they were held in near-starvation conditions in dark and apparently extremely smelly tunnels. The amazing thing about what happens next has been the suggestion by some people, and they're not stupid people, they're people who tend to be on the left, the extreme left, saying that what should happen to Gaza after the fighting has stopped and after presumably Hamas is basically demilitarized, its military potential, its potency in terms of doing any other surprise attacks or attacks of any kind on Israel would be dissipated, would be destroyed. That's the goal. But after that, is it a good idea to turn Gaza over to the Palestinian Authority? there is an extremely persuasive piece that's frankly changed my mind on this issue. It's by Eugene Kantorovich and Itamar Marcus, who Kantorovich is a professor at George Mason University Scalia Law School and a scholar at the Kohelet Policy Forum. Kohelet, it means Ecclesiastes. That's at the Jerusalem Center where that occurs. And Mr. Marcus is a director of Palestinian Media Watch. And they write in the Wall Street Journal today, Fatah, the Palestinian Authority, which is part of the group Al-Fatah, Fatah is a junior varsity version of Hamas. Both have lethal policies when it comes to Israel. The Palestinian Authority sponsors the pay-to-slay salary program that provides financial rewards to terrorists who get more lavish payouts for crimes that result in longer imprisonment. As recently as October 2nd, an official Palestinian Authority TV broadcast showed Mahmoud Abbas, the 88-year-old president of the Palestinian Authority, saying, "Our martyrs, prisoners, and wounded are the most sanctified that we have. Our martyrs have a right to this money." Al-Fatah has celebrated and glorified the October 7th orgy of torture and murder. The party has boasted that its members directly participated in the invasion, crossing into Israel and brutalizing civilians. A video shown on a West Bank-based Telegram channel that has been repeatedly cited by official Fatah sources shows the terrorists with the yellow headbands of Fatah's Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade firing Kalashnikovs while assaulting an Israeli kibbutz. Doesn't that strike you as strange that a Martyrs Brigade would be the name of a crack military outfit? More on what happens in Gaza after the war. Coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future. But we also try very seriously to look toward the past, and that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a MedHead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, here at home, the presidential campaign continues. And there's an interesting poll that was just released that talks about how excited people are about the upcoming election. Now, I know people who are excited, but the people I know who are excited, including myself to a great extent, are not excited in a good way. I mean, the likely election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden leaves very little room for inspiration or hopefulness. I mean, there are so many, many, many problems with both of those major candidates, and one more than the other. But there's a piece by Jeff Dufour, who's editor-in-chief of Hotline, and he does the Sunday Nightcap, which came out last night. And he says, you may have seen plenty of political enthusiasm around the dinner table this weekend, but your great uncle's Facebook-fueled passion won't give us much more than anecdotal info as we try to get a read on the 2024 election. Fortunately, there are some hard data coming out on voter enthusiasm from reputable pollsters. This month, 58% of voters told the Fox News poll they were extremely interested in the 2024 presidential election. Another 23% were very interested. That means you have 81% of voters who, at least to make themselves sound good, tell pollsters, oh, yeah, I'm really interested in the election. These numbers were almost identical to the responses Fox got in the fall of 2019, a year before the 2020 election, where at that time 59%, almost exactly the same number, said they were extremely interested, and 23% were very interested. And that resulted in a record turnout. The turnout was terrific. In 2020. In 2020, for Biden versus Trump, there were 66.8% of eligible adults actually cast votes. And that compares to Biden versus Hillary back in 2016. That was 61.4%. So it was a big increase. And what Jeff Dufour points out, I think it's fascinating, actually, is when the crosstabs break down the numbers by party, however, there's been a decided shift. In 2019, Democrats were more likely to be extremely interested, 65% of them, compared to only 60% of Republicans. This year we see the reverse. 59% of Democrats say they're extremely interested compared to 64% of the Republicans. Now, why would that be? Why would it be that Republicans would be so much more excited this time? Yes, both Biden and Trump are weak candidates, but they have a very good explanation. It's really tough to be excited about an election where there's no real choice. And Dean Phillips, which is a name that nobody knows, who is a congressman from Minnesota, who just announced, by the way, that he's not running for re-election. He's one of 21 Democrats who are calling it quits and checking out of the House of Representatives, which actually gives the Republicans a good shot to hold control of the House because there are so many more Democrats, 21 Democrats and 11 Republicans, who are quitting Congress. But in any event, the point about this, I mentioned Dean Phillips because he's the only opposition within the Democratic Party. And here we're going through primary season, and we won't even have our first caucuses until the Iowa caucuses coming up on January 15th. And with all of that, there's a lot of candidates on the Republican side. And yes, you may love President Trump, but there are other people who are very enthusiastic about Nikki Haley, some about Chris Christie, some about Ron DeSantis. There's a campaign going on. Just as 4 years ago, there was a campaign going on the Democratic side, so people were more excited about it. It was Joe Biden and a ton of other people, including Bernie Sanders, which you remember, and Pete Buttigieg, which you remember, and Elizabeth Warren, and you had Amy Klobuchar, a senator from Minnesota. All of those people were running on the Democratic side. And on the Republican side, it was only Trump. So last time, Democrats were more excited. This time, where there really is only one candidate on the Democratic side, that would be Joe Biden, it is the Republicans who are more excited. There is another item, and it's actually reported by the hotline about funding. And right now people are looking not only at the presidential race, but at the very, very great chance that the Republicans can take control of the U.S. Senate. That's largely because of the situation in West Virginia, where Joe Manchin, the incumbent senator from West Virginia, former governor of the state of West Virginia, and a moderate Democrat, he was even running behind as the incumbent. It's one of the reasons he said he's not running. And basically, even the official Democratic Party is treating the West Virginia Senate race as kind of a gimme. The governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, is running on the Republican side. He has a primary opponent who is a member of Congress from West Virginia, who has a support of the Club for Growth. But it is very, very likely that the Republicans will pick up at least that one seat. There's another projection about that shows basically the Republicans have a good chance to take control of the Senate. And in the House, the Democrats are handicapped by so many Democrats who are either running away from the House or running for something else. One of the seats that the Democrats are likely to lose is a seat in a district that Trump carried, a seat that's held by Abigail Spanberger, who is now running for governor of Virginia. And you may say, oh, well, she'll have to run against Glenn Youngkin. They have term limits in Virginia. You're only allowed to serve one term as governor. So Youngkin is not there, and it's unclear who the Republican candidate will be. There is so much more about the perspective on this war and the way it is reverberating at home. there is a doctor, very prominent, who was fired, and he is now suing for wrongful termination. He was fired because he sent out what was considered to be explosive material about the war in the Middle East. Except his explosive material was some political cartoons showing Hamas as terrorists and showing Americans looking foolish for justifying Hamas. Should somebody lose your job over that when what he's working on is breast cancer research at Langone Hospital in New York City? We will get to that story. There is also more on Nikki Haley, publicity everywhere. As Nikki Haley has risen in the polls, so has her viability among top political donors, according to the New York Times. Some donors are describing Haley's candidacy as one that's creating enthusiasm among party leaders. GOP donor Eric Levine told the New York Times that Trump's air of inevitability has peeled away completely. Is that true? There are many others who believe that Trump is just as inevitable as always. There was actually an American conservative. There was a piece that spoke about the hysteria on the left about the various things that Trump plans to do. And basically, it criticizes people on the left for claiming that Trump's main focus is going to be retribution and getting even with bad guys. He's the one who said, "I am your retribution." He said, "I am your voice. I am your justice. I am your retribution." For goodness sake, he's also said that he will pledge to root out the bad guys, and he makes a list of the Marxists and socialists and communists who live as vermin in the United States. With all the different and disparate and strange people who live here, we remain, however, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.